Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching in NLI Radio. And tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is Amy Ligner. She's having a few challenges. And we're going to go on with the show. And anyway, and tonight we're going to talk about something that I have expanded into. Myself, and it's really about just living life, and really it's about opening yourself up to do things third party. But what I really expanded into is you're going to aggravate your way to wealth and success, and that's what's going to happen. And as you open it up, you're going to understand that it takes aggravation and disappointment to feed the ego, and that's what I've done myself. And once you start understanding this, you start really expanding your life and opening up to a new way to do things. And you know, life gets in the way of life every day. I'm sorry, it just does. And as you go through life, you're going to start seeing different things happen. And as you open up, you get caught up in a miscombobulation about your own self. And that's the thing. And we try to look outside, and we try to look into the physical world for what's going on. And it really, the one we end up injuring and getting, the one we really end up hurting is ourselves. And because we're unwilling to take on our own responsibility. And we really can't go through things unless we start opening up to new ways to do things ourselves. And once we do this, we open up and we see things and we do things in a better way. But life can only go forward when we choose to go forward with it. And as we do this, we really get miscombobulated in looking at ourselves. And but once you start opening up, you really start seeing something new and something different in your life. And aggravation sometimes is a new beginning because we don't understand what's moving forward. And that's kind of where we really, really get, really become challenged. And as we do this, I'm starting to understand myself what's going on and how we're doing this. But the thing we really evolve is our willingness to see life in a new, bold way. And man, are we having hell tonight. And anyway, I kind of had a miscombobulation there on what was going on. And anyway, I got all messed up. But anyway, as we go forward with this, you're going to learn that things happen. And we just get unsettled in our own ways of life. And that's kind of what really happens there. And we really become, we become scared of who we are, actually. And we become really we've been taught that it's always somebody else's fault. But we didn't see anything happen, and we didn't really open up to anything new. So we stay the same, and we don't see what happens when something else, when it becomes our turn to win our game of life. And that's really what really scares us, is the game of life. And but what happens when you become engaged and you get aggravated? Do you quit or do you go forward? That is really the secret and the thing that we really have to open up to and live. And as we move forward into this, we become really disoriented in what's going on, because life starts teaching us that we can't do it, and we become less energetic towards our own winning of everything. And tonight, as I go through this, and we don't get everything we want, we really see something else happening here. And but we're going to go forward here no matter what happens. And I'm really trying to search out and see what's going on, because I just hope everything goes well for everybody and everything that happens. And what else is going to happen here is nobody understands and nobody can tell you what's going on, because life gets too disingenuous and unenergized with everything. And as you can become less aggravated by everything, you can really open up to what's going on and seeing where everybody's at. And you can really see a new life for yourself. And but the new life you're seeing for yourself really happens in a different way and in a different understanding. And as I go through this, I'm really starting to open up to really, life is nothing but education in action. And you know, it's about being a teacher of yourself to teach the world. You got to be a student of your own life to do this. And the only way I understand this now is, and also percentages and hard numbers percentages are actually a poverty consciousness that we don't understand and we can't do anything with. So we get so caught up and let things happen. But how is it that we really don't engage in our own self? When we become aggravated, we quit. Or we get mad and throw a temper tantrum. I've done that. And I've done it a lot, actually. More than I should. And it's really not about me. It's not about that. But a fear of going forward is where we're at. And you know, and that's something that really, really, really becomes new to us and everything else. But as we see life and we open up and we engage in our inner thoughts, we open up. But how does your everyday life really cause you a lot of pain and anger and angst rather than everything just being easy and take yourself forward and allow everything to open up? And myself, this is kind of ironic. I catch myself doing this kind of stuff. And it really becomes, how do I want to say this? It becomes almost second nature now to do things. But we don't really start seeing things happen until it's too late. And when it does do that, we become so ingrained in yesterday's pain, we forget to move forward. And that's something I've done, and I probably will do again. And we can plan for whatever we want, but however, is the plan we have the plan the world wants for us? So you got the universe. And what I'm starting to understand for myself is that's not always the truth and the way it goes and how it does it. And it really becomes a whole new ball game. And we lose track of our own inner wealth and our own inner wisdom. And as we do this, we become really unfocused in every way. And we disallow ourselves our own true talents to show. And that's kind of what I'm seeing now is that I've done that myself, is I've disallowed my own true talents to show, because it's easier to try to fit in with society than try to win society. Anyway, Amy's here. We're just having trouble with Skype and things like that. And hey, Amy, how are you? Well, I don't know if I got you on the show or not. I got my headset on and everything else, and I don't know what's going to happen here, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to see something here. We're going to try something new. Okay, so Amy, I know you got books going on and things like that. So I'm on two computers here. And anyway, so we'll go through with the show, Amy. I don't know how it's going to come out, but I'll put my headset down by this one and we'll go from there. So Amy, tell us about your new book, A Privilege.
Well, A Privilege is the grand finale for the Angel Chronicles, which is the YA series that has been doing so well. And it's the end for Matt, Judy, and Emily, which are the main characters. And it was just, you know, the title of the book, I have to say, says it all, because it was such a privilege to be able to write this series, and it was such a privilege.
Are you still there, Amy? You still there, Amy? Are you there, Amy? This one turned into a nightmare. Anyway, there you are. You're back.
I'm sorry. These thunderstorms are just rocking our little town here.
Well, they know your thunderstorms. I don't know, Windows 7, everything Microsoft owns, they don't get along with each other.
Oh, I know. And it's been so crazy. The thunderstorms started here. I mean, I can't complain considering the horrible ones that everybody else has had. We're just having some massive thunder and lightning right now, and it just keeps knocking out everything that we have to stop. And, I'm not sure how far I got or how much you heard before it went out this time. But the grand finale of the Angel Chronicles is a privilege. And fans are very excited about how it all ended up. And they were also excited that there was a door left open where there could possibly be more to come. So I was just very excited, and I was so happy to see the fans, and I have to say it was an amazing experience for me. And I'm so grateful to the fans for coming out and making Emily and Matthew so popular.
And, but also, Amy, in writing a book like this, you get to take the adventure yourself. And do you feel that people have a little bit of challenge taking on the adventure?
Oh, well, gosh, yes. What I've said to actually two or three people this week who have contacted me with issues they're having with their own book, they were thinking so far ahead and just writing the stuff that would be crazy. They're worried about how the end is going to come about, if the characters are going to be good enough or important enough or able to be understood by the fans. When really the challenge is to be able to sit down in your room or in your den or whatever place you choose, your back porch, and let the characters lead you through the story. I mean, it's just so much easier to have the characters themselves help you out. You know what I mean? To try to look so far in the future and try to make all your plot lines already written down. It's a nice thing, but let's be honest, once you start to write a book, your characters lead you in all different kinds of directions that you never thought they were going to when you started at the very beginning. So the real challenge yourself when you wrote them, you know, all by yourself. And I think that translates, emotions translate very well on the stage.
And they do if you get emotionally charged with the characters. Now, Amy, your website is therightcompanion.com, and you can go down there and see the Angel Chronicles. Up until next time, Gilded Wings and Talent and Lowry 13 and a Privilege.
Yes, the three Angel Chronicles are the Still Next Time, Gilded Wings, and a Privilege. And the Talent and Lowry series is an adult series. It's an adventure suspense series that is put out by Suspense Publishing. And the first title of that was 13, and the second one has just come out called The Sapphire Storm. And we're looking forward to a long run with that. Fans are already extremely excited. I've gotten so many letters about the fact that they feel like Indiana Jones has returned, which is, you know, just a huge compliment for me. And we have, there will be 7 total. So, two are out right now, and there's more to come.
And also, Amy, because we've had thunderstorms and some real bad stuff, we'll have you back about the first week of June so we can continue this, because this kind of turned into what spring is, kind of a storm, but we've awesome. Also, I want to take and say something, some prayers for the people in Oklahoma City. That's a very much a tragedy there.
Oh, God, all across the central United States, it's just been so horrible, and I feel so sorry for the parents and the children. You know, Mother Nature strikes, and she strikes hard, and I'm just so, I wish everybody well, I really do. I mean, our prayers are with you, the whole country's prayers are with you, and it's just terrible. All I can say is, being a firm believer in the book that I wrote about the angels, all I can say is they're being watched from now. I just, you know, that's the family.
Yeah, and me also. But here's the thing. You can go to therightcompanion.com. Amy's also a publisher. I mean, not a publisher, excuse me. She's worked in a publishing house. She's an editor, a ghostwriter, a book reviewer. So she doesn't only write books, she knows how to express a book for you through ghostwriting. But let's get into The Sapphire Storm. You can go to therightcompanion.com, Amazon, and you can see them all over. Let's talk a little bit about The Sapphire Storm. What is that book about?
Well, 13 was the first book, and it introduced Leia Talent and Garrett Lowry. And those are the two main characters. And they went through quite an adventure in the first book, taking them everywhere from the Winchester House in San Francisco to Ripper Street in Whitechapel to Glastonbury to all over. And they were trying to solve a puzzle with this new addition, the Sapphire Storm. They're on a brand new adventure that actually starts in London, based on a puzzle that many, many people don't know about. And I don't want to reveal it, but it has to do a lot, has a lot to do with Shakespeare and something that not a lot of people know he did. And from that adventure, from that location, they go all over the place, from Petra to the Four Breath Monastery, to, I mean, literally everywhere, following a puzzle. Each one of these books will be its own adventure, where you literally take puzzles that may remind some people, I guess, that a lot of people say it's the Da Vinci Code meets Indiana Jones. So you have a little bit of both.
Well, that sounds very interesting. You go to Amazon, but you can go to therightcompanion.com, and how many is going to be in the Talent and Lowry 13 series when it's all said and done?
There are 7 total. 5 are written. I'm working on number 6. And the publisher, the next one that will come out, is going to be called The Heroes of the Canyon. And that will come out in 2 months.
You've been a busy girl. But also, Amy does the editing for me, and I really appreciate it, and she's very good. Well, she's super excellent. But Amy, when people sit down to write a book, they want to know it all right away. But sometimes a book takes, what, a couple months, 3 months, maybe a lifetime. You never know. But it's being patient and willing, isn't it?
And also, like I said before, not looking for the end result. When you're sitting there with your characters and you really, really want to tell a story, don't think about step two. Don't think about, hey, I'm not going to publish your book. How much is editing? What would the cover look like, et cetera? You really want to put yourself into a room with those characters and let them lead you. I know authors that have taken 10 years to write a book, and I know authors who can literally sit down and write a book in 2 months, and they're
that we really have to open up to. And, you know, it's being willing to go back and rewrite if something better comes in, because it isn't always going to be the first time, is it, Amy? So, Amy, doesn't it come down to you trusting your own ability and your own intelligent imagination?
Oh, gosh, just let it go. You know what I mean? Not to trust yourself. You don't have to sit there and worry the whole time that, geez, I wonder if I'm going to be day to day rolling, or, gosh, I bet, Michael Farmer would have written this better than I did. That's not what you
that's the thing about anything in life. You only fail if you quit. Because you're going to get different learning lessons than anybody else.
Exactly. It's not what you expect if you don't try. You know, like I said, it took me a very long time ago. I was in editing session. So that's what I did. I read a book. I tried to polish them, paint them, and what a thing to be. And then when I started writing my book, when I was about 21, I literally put it into a five-minute cup. I loved the book.
Anyway, Amy, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll have Amy back because, well, this time of year, thunderstorm, life happens when we're not ready. And, you know, it's not being what happens, it's how you handle it. And you know, it's how you expand through it. So anyway, Amy, thank you, and thank you for the wisdom and the insight as usual.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all the listeners, and Amy, I'll call you as soon as I get everything shut down.